with some wet weather. That's how it's going to go throughout Ventura and Santa Barbara counties.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. Many businesses throughout Ventura County experienced losses during the devastating Thomas Fire events, whether directly impacted by fire damage or by the interruption of commerce at a critical time of the year. The losses, while not always visible, are tangible. The Workforce Development Board wants business owners to know that many programs and resources are now available for both individual and business support. Here to talk about Thomas Fire Recovery Resources are Bruce Stensley, President, CEO of the Economic Development Collaborative, Ventura County, and Workforce Development Board and Outreach Committee member. Also, Lisa Champagne-Minyard, Thrive Program Manager of Women's Economic Ventures. Good morning. How are we today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to have you on board with us this morning. And we'll start off with Bruce. Great to see you in studio, Bruce. The damage the Thomas Fire brought is clearly evident. Tell us how businesses experienced a loss, even if they were far from the flames.
Well, we've been introduced to a new concept called economic injury. That is, the firms that didn't lose property or inventory, of which, of course, there were several. But the larger share of the damage came to businesses in the hospitality, the service, and the retail sectors who were just prevented from either going to their businesses and opening them or for a longer period just weren't drawing customers. And as you mentioned, that happened in the middle of the holiday season. Firms often, most of those firms, hospitality, retail, service, earn as much as 20% of their revenue in that holiday season. So we figured just in those sectors in West Ventura County, we lost over $175 million in sales. But even more significantly, people weren't going to work. They lost hours. In the retail sector, you don't get laid off. You just don't go to work. You get set back a couple of days, and those mount up huge. The good news right now is that disaster unemployment insurance has been extended through March for applications, so we're still encouraging people to make sure they're getting from the workforce side back in and looking at unemployment insurance claims. But what we're really looking at is talking about to businesses about what they can do to identify resources for a sustainable glide toward moving forward post-fire.
You know, the absolute shock that rang through the community just froze people, and they stopped doing what they would normally do. And we felt it here on the air. Our focus obviously changed with Rich doing a great job along with Alex covering it, and it was one of those things where this is completely and entirely different now. So what people would do from their normal day-to-day life, like regular shopping, just it was odd. And I've lived here since 1961. Mm-hmm. Never have I... Even the earthquake, it didn't affect us the same way. This was a one-off that was absolutely brutal.
And we're still seeing it. Sales have not picked up entirely to pre-fire levels, and we've seen this. If you look at the experience up in Sonoma and Napa County that had the same or even more serious damage a couple of months before us, and talking to others from SBA that work on disaster recovery, this is not uncommon. This is a big shock, not just to individuals, but the entire community and culture, and so we're trying to help repair that at a large scale.
Lisa, the Women's Economic Ventures has a long history in Ventura County. In fact, 2018 marks your 27th anniversary. What programs is WEAVE currently offering to directly address the needs of businesses who are struggling due to the fire?
Yeah, so I will actually begin by just talking about from the beginning of this disaster, we have really looked at what could we do to support the community. Up in Santa Barbara County, where we have offices as well, we convened and collaborated with local organizations. Here, we've collaborated with Bruce and SBDC to hold small business recovery workshops to make our clients aware of the resources. We created a quick response loan, so it was a very fast turnaround, no fees, low interest, to help people at least get up and going. We also helped people work on their SBA loans. We have supported local business through our existing programs, so our successful entrepreneurial training and our Thrive programs, which work with clients who are in business, and really looking at assessing, like, where do they go from here? What do they need to do differently? How are they going to look at their businesses differently going forward? focusing on finances, the structure, their target market. So what do they need to do to survive this and move forward? We are working on a Love Your Local Business campaign to get people, you know, thinking about buying local. We are collecting survey data so that we can look at the impact long-term and we can look at what's needed. And we're also anticipating the effects being long-term, and so we are looking at continuing to source funding for building capacity to support the needs of our local clients.
Excellent. Now, Bruce, you're wearing quite a few hats today. There's a lot of letters to talk about. You oversee both the EDCVC and the Small Business Development Center, or SBDC. What kind of business recovery resources has your team added to address the Thomas Fire recovery challenges?
Several, and we're following a similar path to Women's Economic Ventures, which is leading that effort. And I would mention two things. Number one, we added some staff capacity through some generous access to resources through the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development, added a person who can just help be a coordinator in linking to other resources. And what I really want to say before moving forward is that we have been incredibly pleased and pleasantly surprised by the capacity and the availability of the Small Business Administration nationally, FEMA nationally. They've come in. They've got boots on the ground. They've got outstanding loan resources at incredibly low capital and long term. You can access their resources online. It's disasterassistance.gov will get you in and start navigating your way through. We've also added loan capital, quick turnaround loan assistance. Mostly what we're looking at now and following Lisa's comments, it's really moving from short-term to medium-term to long-term, and it's the capacity to work with businesses on a hand-to-hand basis about how should they be thinking about really sustainable long-term survival. It's not just to get through this short period, but these have long-term impacts, as we are talking about. So let's start thinking strategically, and let's start thinking long-term.
And the other part of this, not only is it the economy, but you have to play part psychologist, too, because people who come in are shaken. A lot of people don't even know. You know, some people are totally lined up and they have all their ducks in a row, but other people, you just don't think of these things, really. So when they come in, not only dealing with that, but you know, people are in a daze. You know, their bell has been rung.
Yeah, they've really dealt with trauma, and some of them don't even have the capacity to be able to say, okay, what do I do now? What's my next step? And they're just in overwhelm.
Yeah, and so that's a big issue.
So a key issue to that, and following up on that, is so a lot of us work for organizations that we sort of separate our work and business life. The small business owners that we're talking about in these retail and service sectors, there's very thin line between the difference. And so they're dealing with trauma at home, in their work, and entangled entirely. So you're absolutely right. It's really about helping people think through strategically and rationally and carefully about how you recover.
Question for both of you. Has there been an active response from businesses looking for recovery support? And what type of help will be in the greatest demand over the year? Lisa, first, please.
Yeah, there absolutely has. And FEMA research indicates that following a disaster, 90% of smaller companies fail within a year unless they can resume operations within 5 days. And more than 40% of the businesses never reopen after a disaster. We also found out after Superstorm Sandy, a Wakefield research study found that small businesses lost an average of $3,000 for each day they were unable to open. So there has definitely been that impact. We still don't know what's going to be needed, really. I mean, we've reached out to counterparts up in Sonoma, Napa after those fires, and they're still not really sure. We do know that there's going to be long-term needs. We're seeing, obviously, the need for capital, which we're helping to address. Again, reassessing businesses, looking at what they need to do differently. We also are looking at bringing on additional staff as well. One position is a business recovery specialist who will be working with clients directly to look at how do we support them going forward. And again, the kind of that emotional support, because people really have been hit.
Yeah, they definitely need it. Bruce?
Yeah, many of the same things. What is really important for us all to do is through all of our personal and professional networks is to continue to talk to the small businesses and make sure that they're availing themselves of the resources through Women's Economic Ventures, through our Small Business Center, through the USSBA, through all sorts of resources throughout the regional nonprofit community. just making sure that people are communicating. Disaster unemployment insurance is still available as an application, and people just need to be networked as effectively as possible.
And Bruce, how is the Workforce Development Board helping to provide added support to the Thomas Fire recovery effort?
Well, happily, we're looking at the receipt through the staff of the Workforce Board, $1 million in the near future and possibly several million more for dislocated workers, that is, working with community-based organizations, find individuals who were significantly and long-term displaced by the fire and other circumstances surrounding it, and finding ways to get them back into the labor force through training and subsidized employment, all sorts of different activities. Also, again, mentioning that disaster unemployment insurance, making sure that through the career centers and our partnership with the state's Employment Development Department that we're getting people networked into the resources that are available to them.
And to finish up here on the road to recovery, what can listeners do to help, Lisa?
So we're encouraging everyone out there to think local first. We are putting a campaign together on Love Your Local Business. Studies show that even shifting 10% will have a major impact on the local economy. So instead of the first, you know, thought being jumping on Amazon to purchase something, think about buying local. Just, we're not saying don't buy on Amazon or don't do those, but we're also just talking about being mindful and making small choices that will bring you back local to really support the community.
So several things. Can't avoid mentioning the following. Be prepared for the next disaster. I mean, this won't be the last time this happens. This is a good comeuppance for what we need to know. If you're in business, make sure that you've got a business continuity plan. Make sure you can go to the Red Cross. You can go to our website at edcvc.com, get tools for business, looking at disaster recovery. Look at your insurance policy now and evaluate whether it has continuity coverage and other resources. And then finally, absolutely buy local.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. And we all do it on Amazon, every single person. But when you're walking Main Street, when you're out, and, you know, Ventura's a big city, so
yes,
it's not just Main Street. There's a lot of places to go and buy. Make sure that you do make purchases locally. That's really, really important. Great to have you folks in here this morning. The Thomas Fire is going to be in our conversation for weeks and months to come as people try to recover. A lot of loss in this, and we thank you very much for coming on board with us this morning here at KVTA.
Thanks.
Thank you.
To connect with the EDCVC, SBDC, WEV, and other local, state, and federal resources available to start your roadmap to recovery, go to VenturaCountyGrowsBusiness.com. That's VenturaCountyGrowsBusiness.com. If you are interested in partnering with the Workforce Development Board and learning more about the ways your business can be part of developing our future workforce, visit WorkforceVenturaCounty.org.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.
And we are here at 8:54.